with Harry Katakis for the Youngstown State University Oral History Project on Ellis Island by Cheryl Budman in Warren, Ohio on June 2nd at 8 p.m. Tell us about your childhood in Greece.
Well, I was born in Crete Island, 1913. In 1920, my brother over here sent for us to come to this country. It's me, my mother, father, two sisters, and we brought two daughters over with them, with us, for them to get married with. And in 1920, we left with the Alexandra, the second ship. It took us 2 weeks to get over to the United States, for which one day that spent on island for checking us for disease, lice. Well, I can't even come up with anything else on that because I was small, 8 years old. Mm-hmm. But I remember just like today as far as I'm concerned.
What stories had you heard about America while you were in Greece?
Well, at that time I didn't hear too much about it because I was young. I came with my parents.
What stories had your parents heard?
How was that?
What stories had your parents heard?
Well, how good it was over here compared to there. That's the reason they sent for all of us to come over here and bring their wives. Other than that, I couldn't tell you much about that.
Do you remember what preparations your parents made to come to the United States?
At that time, right before they came, they had what they were looking for, two girls to bring over for their wives. But those days, they used to make through the picture and get married. They didn't, they never even knew each other at the time. So my dad found two girls and brought them with us at the time with 1920 we came over.
Where did you have to go to catch the boat?
They're on Peterborough. At the time, where did that place come from?
Crete.
No. From Crete,
yeah.
We went, I'd say about 3 miles from Athens, mm-hmm, to get the boat to come over in this country.
Do you remember how much they paid for the passage?
No, that I couldn't tell you.
Mm-hmm. Tell us about your voyage to America in 1920.
In 1920, the voyage was rough because we was in third class, down below. We had one room for all 7 of us. They had like bunks we were sleeping in. And my parents were all sick at the time. And that seemed like I was young and it didn't bother me. And I used to go out and get tea for them, water, what they needed. Other than that food, we had our own food in it. That's dry, most of it was bread, like toast, mixed with tea is all we lived with till we got over here.
Did you share facilities with anybody else?
No, ma'am. We had one room. Like I said, it was 7 of us in there. And we were down on the third floor. That's where they had the sheep, the cows, and the chickens for the cooking for our first class and second class.
Mm-hmm. Do you remember how you felt when you pulled into the harbor and first saw the Statue of Liberty?
But we was always proud about it, standing right there looking at it, because we never seen anything like that before. And then we were told, once you see that, that you're in the United States. When we got off that island, we thought we was already in. We told them to put us around searching us and checking our hair, clothes, see if we had any lice or any kind of disease at the time. Mm-hmm. At that time, they found lice in 3 of us. They made us go through all the procedure, get rid of with the steam heat, our clothes, then they turn around and give us a shot for disease. I suppose that's what it is, because at that time I was young, I don't remember, see.
Did they, do you remember any of the questions they asked your parents?
No, ma'am, I don't.
And you had a destination?
We had a destination to come to at the time, which we couldn't understand American. We had tags hanging on our clothes, where we were going in our name. That's the only thing we was going by.
Mm-hmm. for any of the medical examinations? Did they go through your hair?
Yeah, they went through my hair, all right, and clothes. They checked it real good. They had to, due to the fact that in Crete Island in Greece at the time, there was a lot of lice. And that's what they found on that. They didn't find on that with that. We wouldn't have to go through that steam clothes like the rest of them. But mostly all in the third class that came through had to get examined and was held back.
And then what did they do? Did they, after they found the lice?
After they've taken us in the room with steam. The steam our clothes out. Just like a hot bath, you know, steam bath, to get rid of all that before they let us come out and get dressed again and come into New York.
What about your name? Did they change your spelling of your name in any
way? No change at all. Just the way it was wrote when we came here, I still go by that name too.
Okay. Was anybody in your group detained on the island?
That one day we were detained due to the fact on account of lice.
But nobody was detained because of illness?
No.
Anything like that?
Just the lice, that's what it was.
Okay. How would you rate your treatment at Ellis Island by the officials?
Well, by the treatment was good. I have nothing against that because we knew that what was going to happen before we left New York, which we got rid of most of all our clothes. They got new clothes and everything, but still, some of us had it in their head. On the hair and the lights.
You didn't find that anybody cheated you or
no, ma'am.
Tried to trick you in any way?
No, ma'am.
Okay. Where did you go after you left the island?
We left the island in New York. Then from there, I don't remember how we got to Morgantown, West Virginia, because that's quite a ways. When we got to Morgantown, West Virginia, and my brother was there, two brothers, and another guy with a Model T, old car. So we got in it, and it was all mud road. There was no roads to mount anything. Maybe we'd run a mile or two, then have to push it. Oh, I said maybe 200-300 yards every time we'd get stuck. For about 12 miles that we went, took us mostly all day to go to Morgantown, West Virginia.
You went to Morgantown. Did your father have a job waiting there?
At Purse Club in the coal mine. My two brothers was working at Davis Coal Mine. The first club was Virginia.
And your family settled there?
We settled over there in one house. The town was mother, father, two brother and their wives, and two sisters.
How long did you stay there in Morgantown?
From 1920 to 1925, 5 years. In 1925, my mother died. In 1927, my dad went back to York, and I came into war in 1930.
Now looking back, do you think you would change the processing of immigrants if Ellis Island was still open? How could you make the processing of immigrants any better?
Well, I don't know how you could make it any better. Due to the fact that they have to watch out for coming across in the United States so they don't bring the disease ones in there. For which there is more disease over there than there is in the United States. At that time, now it's not too bad.
But you felt the facilities there were good?
The facility was good. There's nothing against that. I don't have nothing against that.
And you were treated?
I was treated fine.
There were Greek interpreters?
I don't recall any of them. The only thing is we had to go with that tag was hanging on our clothes. It was pinned on us.
How did they make your parents understand what they wanted you to do?
By motion only.
Motion only. And they didn't find that any hardship?
No, ma'am. Because in the ship, like I said, there was nobody, everybody was downstairs. Nobody went out to talk to anybody. Which they had a lot of fun on the second floor. There was dancing and everything else up there.
But they were all sick, too.
They were all sick. I was the only ones to go up there and just watch. And that one day I recall, which was a bad accident, I went up there and some girl about 11, 12 years old, fell over. And within 5 minutes, the only thing you see is her hair on top of the water and it was gone, which we never got it.
How Have your feelings about America changed in the years since you've lived here?
Well, it's a lot better now for what it was. Living and everything else is 100% better than what it was in 1920.
So you think, America lived up to your parents' expectations of it?
Oh, yes, I'd say so. You couldn't ask no better than what we got now.
And you've been back to Greece?
Been back there 5 years ago. It seemed like everything when I went back is just like when I left it. There's not that much change over there. The same houses, same everything like it was. Never changed. Just more homes built.
Is there anything else you think that's important that we didn't cover?
No, I couldn't say offhand.
But when you live, you see the ocean.
Still
the same. Oh, well, then they got the irrigation now. But it was staying in that before. Now they had that.
Nothing else then?
No, I don't know if I could.
Okay, thank you.